episode 80 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is April the 7th, 2012. My name is Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my fully prepared brother, James Furlough.
Did you just say episode 80?
Episode 80. That's right, right?
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a crazy lot. But it's good, you know? It feels good.
Cool.
Feels like we're on a roll.
I like it. I was clean shaven just for the show.
I know, man. I was about to say it looks good, but nothing looks as good as facial hair.
I understand.
I shaved two Saturdays ago. Just completely shaved everything off. And everybody's like, why'd you shave? And I was like, you're tired of the beard? I was like, I'm not tired of the beard. I never get tired of the beard. But I have to tell you this. There's only one thing I like more than having a beard, and that's growing a beard. So, like the phoenix, it'll rise again. But anyways, yeah. So
I like it. All right.
This week, what are we going to do? This week, like every week, we're going to talk about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they're developing. And this is going to be a good week for it, because there's a lot of, like, you know, headbutting of different companies doing their different things. So totally. Before we get into the heart of the show, James has got a short disclosure that he wants to throw out there so he doesn't get fired.
Yes, that's right. I work for HP, but I do not represent any of HP's opinions.
That's good. That's good, good, good. If you want to follow us throughout the week, feel free to do that. We're all over the internet. You can just Google Furlough Bros. You can also go to our Twitter accounts. My handle is at Matthew D. Furlough.
And I am at James Furlough.
Nice. You can go and find all the information that we post throughout the week at furloughbros.com. So if you want to get our Twitters, or you want to go to the Facebooks, or you want to go to the Google Plus, or you want to catch up on old episodes, or find articles from this week, or get downloads if those ever show up for some reason, those will all be linked at furloughbros.com for your convenience. So feel free to go there, email it to your friends, you know, just email everybody in your address book like it were spam. That works. About 10% of the people are going to click on the link, 5% are probably going to be actually interested, and then you can just be like, I'm sorry, it was a virus, I didn't do it on purpose, and it'll be awesome. Appreciate that.
We'll back it, it's okay. Because they'll come here and then realize what happened.
Exactly.
So you'll be off the
hook. So, this week, what happened this week?
There was a ton that happened this week.
I know. It was a good week. I've been excited about it all week.
I'm gonna co-op you.
Okay.
Just because I can. And then we'll do yours. We started off this week with it's not really a holiday per se.
True.
But it's a day that many tech companies love. And that is, of course, we are referring to Halloween. April Fool's, talking about April 1st.
We come up with the worst April Fool's jokes.
I know. I was doing it on the fly. Slash Gear came out with just their April Fool's roundup for this year, and so I just real quickly want to touch on what some of them were,
yeah.
which I thought was good. So Nokia, they're going to be coming out with a Lumia colored touchscreen microwave.
Nice.
Later this year. Yep. It should be good. It cooks at 5,000 watts. Which is nice because it'll cook everything mostly instantly, and it also has an integrated camera to share snaps of your food on Facebook.
Oh man, that actually, as ironic and stupid as that is, I'll bet there's value to that. I'll bet that's actually, I will bet within 20 years, your microwave will have cameras on it that you can post to your social media. I'll bet that cameras are just that omnipresent.
There you go. And I like their quote here. This said, more models, including a mini variant targeted towards people with small appetites and a 10-inch variant aimed at no one in particular, are also planned.
That's funny.
I liked it. Samsung is coming out with the new Smart Echo Tree. It's scented with S buds. It's kind of an over-the-air fragrance, which is cool. It also has the promise of doing a CO2 to O2 conversion, along with what they would call SEEDs, otherwise known as seeds, for smart sharing. They also say that you can climb them, and they'll come in a range of shades of green.
Yeah.
Nice. Google had, I think three of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
They introduced Google Nose.
Which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
The best part about that video.
Go ahead.
The best part about the video is the end when they go, you can just Google it in. You can just go to Google and Google Nose. And you're like, whoa, it's actually a really good tagline. That's a brilliant tagline. I wish this were a thing now because that's marketing genius right there. I thought it was. You guys put too much thought into it. But I
like how they said they're going to add stuff to their knowledge graph, and so they have expertly curated knowledge panels who pair up the images and descriptions with aromas.
Right.
There is kind of a Pandora kind of mixture of the tags for it. They also are coming out with Gmail Blue, which I liked. Their whole thing was how do we completely redesign and recreate something while keeping it exactly the same?
Yeah, that was definitely that one felt like it was a big jab at the classic, Apple, promo video where they're like, iPhone is the greatest thing that's ever happened ever and does not need to be changed in any way. But we needed to make it the bestest ever, and I thought it was a good one. It was well done.
Yeah, I agree. They also came out with they had multiples. They had one. It was a treasure one, which they made it sound like it was fun and games. And I was like, oh man, I wish this was real.
I know. Yeah. Why does it have to be all fun and games? Why can't we actually do this?
So the feature, if they turn Google Maps into have this treasure maps overlay, that in itself would be cool. But then they just took it to the next level where they were you will only work. Sometimes you literally have to do hover over mode and they show a person skydiving with the map. And then it shows the X where it pulls up.
Oh man.
Which is kind of funny. And then the other one, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, this is definitely the best.
Yeah, it was, because I saw this on Sunday night when I was doing podcast stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because, we record everything on YouTube, and it was YouTube's ready to select a winner. Make sure you add yours to the list. I was
right.
Okay, I'm interested. Click. and that was where it popped up this message saying that, we've been collecting videos, and we think we finally have enough to select the best video. So we're shutting down the site.
Yeah.
We've got all these people together to help come up with the video, and then in 10 years or whatever it was, we'll relaunch with that video.
Yeah, and nothing else. I the best part about that is we're ready to select the winner, so we're shutting down YouTube. What?
Make sure yours is submitted.
Yeah.
I love 24 hours left.
and the best part about it is they did such a great job of making it all about the competition and the winners and just sort of the passing side consequence of, we're shutting down YouTube. Okay, you guys that was just an understanding, just so you remember that when we watch, there's the whole point. I don't know. It was really well done. Laughed at that one. And they had all the different memes going,
Right, exactly, which was I was just going to say. I like that they pulled in all the other videos on there. That was pretty hilarious. Twitter says that they have come up with a monetization plan. They're going to start charging for vowels. So from now on, it will be spelled TWTTR. And it's only going to be $5 a month if you want to include A, E, I, O, or U. But Y will remain free. Which is nice. And then they show like some mock-ups of different tweets, which you can't even read them. Which is hilarious. Like they show, I think they show that's the Barack Obama one where it's like firmer ears. All right, yeah. 4 more years. Love it. And then I like this one. IKEA has said that they have finally come up with a flat-packed lawnmower. And so basically it's a lawnmower, like IKEA furniture, and it looks like this puny little toy. And basically you just build it yourself. It comes in a box, and you got yourself a lawnmower, which is hilarious. Now, what they say also is that ThinkGeek came out with one. But ThinkGeeks are weird because they're like, A, you actually kind of want it. And then B, right, they actually are using that as a test bed for some crazy ideas. Like, for example, this one, it's a Play-Doh 3D printer.
I was going to say, this is not that crazy.
I know. You're like, it's $50 and you run from your iPad and you create a 5-inch cubed 3D model of, you know, squishy dough. And like I said, they have used those try to gauge interest in some of their more offbeat products. So they're like, so that one actually might show up someday.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, that's actually
it almost certainly
cool.
Will. The question will be, is it, you know, 50 years when Mattel finally gets around to it, or will be ThinkGeek in 2? That's why that one's not that funny of a joke. It's because it's like, no, that's just an actual future product. We'll have 3D printers for kids, of course.
Yeah. Virgin Atlantic is coming out with the glass-bottomed airplane.
This one I had, like, mixed feelings about, because I was like, one, that would actually be pretty cool, and horrifying. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I could totally see this, but I could also see it being just, you know, a vomit rocket.
So what they said, though, is that they understand that, and so all they're going to do is start with domestic service in Scotland.
Okay.
You're like, still freaky. BMW is coming out with a royal baby-themed entrant in the shape of the postnatal royal automobile. Yeah, so they're coming out with a, what's that called? A stroller, essentially.
Yeah.
Which looks like a car. This one was hilarious. Who is it? Sony has come out with a line of pet audio tech, including these fetching cat cans so your animals can listen to music. That also includes 4K TV for dogs and speakers for hamsters.
Oh, speakers for hamsters. That's actually not a terrible – I mean, once again, a lot of these ideas are like, you know, I don't know. I could totally see that as a product. I bet you could make a lot of money making headphones for your cat.
I know, which is kind of scary as well.
I know. But, like, you know, but I mean, that's the sort of like infomercial that makes itself. Like, does your cat get bored when you're not home? Does your cat like music? Are you like, do you want, like, we like, and you have some sort of like a Wi-Fi like based like headphone that like straps onto your cat's head and plays like soothing cat sounds for the, and you just like, and for 7 simple payments of $10 a month, you can get these amazing headphones for your cat. I could totally see people drop $70 on some ridiculous
thing. Dude, and I'll be honest, like their little poster thing, it looks legit. Yeah. It looks good. You know, you can tell that they took the time to Photoshop the cat in enough that it looked good. Even their hashtag for Twitter, tech for pets. Like, yeah, it sounds like it would be a real hashtag. And then I like in the very small print, it says no animals were harmed in the testing of in the testing or production of these products. Yes. And then The Guardian, which is a UK newspaper, they're playing off of the Google Glasses. So they've got the Guardian goggles. It's a set of wearable displays that can call up the publication's reviews and columns depending on where you're looking. And since it's known for its liberal slant, The Guardian promises to blank out right-wing commentary from rival papers and warn shoppers if their purchases aren't ethically sound.
Well, okay, so that's, I mean, that's, okay, once again, I could totally see that in the future, where, like, that's actually, like, that's, like, an interesting idea for an app. I mean, obviously, you know, Google Glasses is designed to be, it's designed to put your content between, like, the real world and you, but, like, you could, I could totally see a world where you have, like, full-on glasses or something, and, like, you can just black out certain areas. Like, if you don't want to, like, see some person or certain words for your kids, like, I don't want my kids to hear, see curse words or blank out text. I mean, as ridiculous as that sounds, I'll bet that comes up sometime in the future. The idea of being able to censor your world through Google, you know, or heads-up displays. That's got a dystopian book written all over it, slash a dictatorial regime. But interesting.
Yeah, wow. So those are some of the better ones from this year. There you go.
That's April awesome. I still think my favorite was the Google shutting down YouTube.
Yeah, that was pretty goofy.
It was a great video. It had a lot of laughs. It's just the whole premise is that's awesome.
Yeah, so, you can tell that with a lot of them, they spend time on them, but that one.
Yeah, Google,
you know, spent time to produce it and think it through, and
Google spends way too much time on that stuff.
Celebs. I know, which tells you something, right?
Well, it's their marketing team that spends all the time, but still, that's what they're paid to do, is to get us to talk about their products.
Good job.
Yeah, congratulations.